just runs days of shows so people can call in. I've done that once before in my career. It's the biggest mistake I've made. It didn't have to do with shows. It was a phone number and a video. And what people didn't know is it was an actual answering machine that the band could check. Universal paid for the number. And we got jammed with hundreds of thousands of phone calls from it. And some of the shit people left on there. I swear to God, I shouldn't, you know, because the thing about it was, is we just called in from remote, you know, locations and just like listened to messages between them. But I wish I actually had the hard copies of that shit. So I could put a whole record together. Just of the crazy shit people would say, you know, calling in. And especially given the subject matter of the song, well, not even the subject matter of the song, just the title of the song, you can imagine what some fucking people did. It's pretty great. There was actually one dude that called in, I remember, because we were making audio beam at the time, and we had to put it on speakerphone in the studio, because this guy calls in. This is me and my girlfriend having sex. And you don't fucking hear nothing. Right? You don't fucking hear nothing at all. It's just like 4 minutes or 3 minutes of nothing to fucking phone him. So, I don't know what that's about. This next song is not about that at all.